Be reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 23 to 31. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples, give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. And let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns.
First song is going to be number 22 in the Hymns for Worship. He is in our midst.
Draw from the springs of salvation, give thanks to his great and holy name. Make known his deeds among the people, make known his exalted way. Praise the Lord, and shout with joy, for the Holy One is in our midst. Praise the Lord, and shout with joy, for he is in our midst. Call on his name with his giving, yes, joyously praise his name in song. Through love he offered us a
Oh. go to God in prayer. Jehovah, our God and our Father, we first, Father, praise Thee for Your unbelievable love and mercy and care for Your children. We're grateful, Father, to be able to call Thee our Father who art in heaven. We praise Your mighty name and Your mighty works and recognize You, Father, as the only true and living God. There are no other gods before Thee. We are taken back by the fact that You will listen and hear us. And not only will You hear us, but You will answer us. We're thankful, Father, at this time for answers to prayer, for the providence that has been offered in so many of the situations that we've prayed for. Namely, Father, the providence that we see in the situation with Chelsea. We're so grateful that You have provided all the means and the help for her. We pray, Father, that You will heal her through whatever means You see fit. And we put our confidence in You and we give You the praise. Father, our dear brother John Banks has been through 5 years of a terrible situation for he and his family. And You have allowed John to live longer than anyone ever thought possible. And we're grateful, Father, for that. John is in a grave situation now, and we pray Your mercies and tenderness upon John's parents and his immediate family, his wife, his child, that You would wrap Your arms around that family. And Father, if it's Your will, that You will bring him out of this and allow him to live longer. We're grateful, though, for what You have done. Father, for Manziel, we pray Your blessings on the family and the situation that they're having to face. We're grateful to see Mark Mann, and his improvement and being able to walk around the building. And we're so thankful that Mark has made it through this and that You have helped him to regain his health. And for Deb and the struggles that she's facing at this time and has faced, we pray blessings and comfort for her. For all of those at the Bel Air congregation here that have had to deal with various and sundry kind of difficulties, Father, we pray that in Your wisdom, that You, in strength, that You would help each of those of our brothers and Your children and sisters to get better. For the gentleman, Scott Bilek, with colon cancer, Father, we pray that You would provide the means to help him. Most of all, Father, that there will be an opportunity there for the gospel to be taught. We're grateful, Father, for Your love for all mankind, but we recognize the fact that You're interested in the salvation of souls. And so we pray in all of these instances that there will be opportunity to teach others regarding Your will and Your love for mankind through Jesus Christ. Alex's parents are getting elderly, just like mine and many others, and there's great difficulty that Alex's mom and dad are having to face at this time. We pray, Father, that You will help the family through this and help them to be able to have a smooth path to understanding what needs to be done in order to help them through these issues. Grateful for what You have done for Raymond Glamry, and we're thankful, Father, and we pray that You'll continue to bless him in his efforts to fight cancer. As with anything, Father, this world is full of death and sorrow and trouble, and we know why that is. At this time, there's been a lot of hype about a coronavirus, And we recognize, Father, that there have been epidemics before in the past, and there will be epidemics in the future. And we recognize that some people will pass from this life because of them. We pray, though, that you would ebb this and stop it, or that you would provide through your power and providence opportunity for our physicians to and our research teams to come up with a serum to stop the flow of this virus. We pray, Father, that they will gain that soon. We recognize the fact that these viruses can attack the elderly, and that there's much more difficulty when that happens with them. Help us to be strong. Help us to do those things that will keep us healthy by being clean and washing our hands and doing the simple things that we can do. We pray now for Janet McGlamory and the things she's having to face as she becomes older, that you will give her protection in her home, and that we will provide the support that she needs. Father, you have blessed us to live in the greatest nation on earth. There is no doubt. You have provided us with riches way beyond what we deserve. We are thankful that here, as of recent, our government seems to be moving more towards the things that you would approve of. Regardless, Father, we know that your hand is over this world and over politicians and over kings and presidents and everything else, and that you determine what it is and how it is that things go. You are in control of that. And we're grateful, Father, that we don't have to worry about it, or we don't have to concern ourselves with those things, because we know that you are there, you are present, you understand, and you control. We're grateful for that. We pray, Father, that each of us would exercise the right that you have provided for us, which is the right to vote for those that we think would most uphold your laws and your will. And we're grateful to have the chance to do it. Father, we are so thankful for the fact that you hear these prayers. We're grateful that we're able to petition you in this way. With all of this said, Father, we're thankful for our Lord and Savior, who makes this possible through the blood that was shed at Calvary. We're thankful for a Savior who has walked this earth with his creation and understands firsthand the difficulties that we face and the problems that we have to deal with. The very fact that the God of the universe would come and dwell among his creation and to be dealt with the way he was, and to be mistreated the way that he was, and to know that he had the power to stop it all at any second, any instant, but he went straight to the cross so that we could call thee our Father who art in heaven. It is in his name, Father, that we pray these things and are so grateful. Amen.
If you will open your Bible to Psalm 100, so I'll be reading Psalm 100, chapter 1 to the last verse. Verse 1 to the last verse. Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Number 44 in the hymns for worship. To God be the glory.
Next song will be All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Your soul. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of
go to God in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks. We give so much humble thanks and appreciation. Heavenly Father, help us to rejoice. Help us to turn to your word. Turn to you for strength. Turn to you for guidance. Our prayers are answered, Heavenly Father. Our prayers are answered through your word being complete. Our prayers are answered by the sacrifice of your Son. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, being able to come to you together at this time. We give thanks for our elders who have set aside this time, a time to be human, a time to be humbled, a time to rejoice, a time to give thanks, a time to come before you as a whole body, Heavenly Father, to submit our offerings of thanks, to submit our requests, our true internal needs that we feel. Heavenly Father, we give thanks that we have this means of being able to communicate with you, to come to you in prayer. Truly one of the great gifts that you continually provide to us and for us. We take a moment to reflect upon the prayers that we've said recently and how we've received news that our specific requests have been met. And we're grateful for that, Heavenly Father. For those requests that have yet to be fulfilled, help us to continue to come to you in prayer. Help us continue to earnestly think of these things, and after we've done all we can humanly possible, that we will be a people of faith. A people of faith that trust in you. Nation may rise, cities may fall, but you, Heavenly Father, you are in charge and you are our creator. Your strength was so great that the mountains moved where you want them to be. The water split and flowed upon your speaking of a breath, Heavenly Father, and giving a word and a command. Help us to not doubt you or fail to see that you are in charge. As we recently studied in the young high school class in the book of Habakkuk, no matter what comes about, Heavenly Father, good or bad, we will remain a people of faith. And we know that you will care for those who are faithful to you. There are those outside of our fold, Heavenly Father. There are out there in this world that still need to hear of you, that still need to find you. Help us to be that beacon of light. Help us to be that means to reach out, introduce them to the word, and allow it to take seed in their heart. We're not done by any means, Heavenly Father, and yet there's so much more work. But together, pulled together as a family and as an assembly, we can do much work. We're grateful for the work that goes on here at Bel Air and so many faithful congregations throughout this land, Heavenly Father. Help that to be the case. Help the governments to allow them to be able to gather together and to speak truth and speak of a true plan of salvation and freedom like no one has ever known when being accepted into the fold up into heaven, to be able to sing praises and worship with you. Heavenly Father, we have those mindful that we would like to specifically submit at this time. We have Sister Linda Ferris, who's dealing with an infection, Heavenly Father. We ask that the hands administering to her and the medication that are being provided will bring quick comfort and ease of pain, as well as a resolution quickly resolved, Heavenly Father. Be with her and be with the family and give them patience and understanding. And again, we give much thanks for all that's come about. Heavenly Father, we take a moment to think of the new families and the babies that are coming to us. It's an encouraging, exciting to see the strength of these families with all that could be about in this world and how so many could be discouraged, Heavenly Father, about whether a family should be started. It's encouraging to see them put their faith and trust and take on that endeavor. Help us to be the support mechanism that they need. Have them have extra patience, Heavenly Father. Help them try not to figure out all the answers to the questions of how to do this, but just take one day at a time to give love and concern and for them to talk about you often and talk about your son and the sacrifice made. We thank you for the health that the mothers are able to recoup and regain. We thank you for the babies and their safekeeping. Be with the fathers. Help them to see their roles accordingly and follow in the footsteps that you've prescribed within your word. And we truly give thanks for this, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we receive news of Renee being cancer-free, and we're grateful for that. We have a person by the name of Biles going through stem cell research, and we take a step back and we realize how much advancement in medication and services and therapies, research of means to heal. And we're grateful for that, Heavenly Father, and help the process and the procedures to go as they desire to extend life, to prolong life, or to maintain health and life, Heavenly Father. And if they can, help them to come back into your fold and to be of service or to hear of your word and to have it be encouraging to them. Be with the Mock family as they struggle and challenge with the difficulties of baby Abigail. Help them to have the faith and the strength that they need. Help this child to gain the abilities. Help them to seek after you, Heavenly Father, and continue to show their love for you and to put you in the forefront of their minds when they make these decisions. Be with the grandparents, the aunts and the uncles, the community members that are putting so much effort into helping them maintain this young child's life. Heavenly Father, we made mention of Sharon's neighbor who's dealing with leukemia and Bill Watkins, who's recently lost a daughter. Heavenly Father, we know that time and chance are so much a play in the role of when we suffer loss. And sometimes, Heavenly Father, it comes very unexpectedly, and sometimes it comes over a long illness. Neither one is desired, Heavenly Father, but we are so grateful that we have the strength from you to be able to get through these times. Help us as neighbors, help us as family to be there for them, to help them during this time of loss and the grieving, through going through the treatments and the tired aspect that comes about. Give them strength. Heavenly Father, we ask that you look over Philip Chan's son, Daniel. Allow a portion of the health to be grown and maintained and to come back and to be healthy once again. Heavenly Father, we ask that you be mindful of our young adults, college, young in their single life. Give them strength, Heavenly Father. This world can throw many temptations. The devil is out there ready to go and cause them to feel isolated and alone. And they aren't, Heavenly Father, and help us to continue to make a means to encouraging, to open up our houses, to opening up our communication with them, to strengthen them. Be with those who are away from their family and in lonely, isolated times. We thank you for the families that reach out around them and the beauty of being able to have strong congregations elsewhere to take them in their fold when they're away from us. We're grateful for them, and we look forward to them taking on more and more responsibilities within the church and leading someday and striving for that path. Help them to choose wisely. If they fall short, Heavenly Father, help us to be strength and encouragement to get them through those difficult times or whatever consequences may come about, and help them to realize that they have the ability to make fresh and new with you again, and that we will continue to have unconditional love. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for Bel Air and for us to be able to continue to grow and strengthen. Help us to all see our role, Heavenly Father, and to strive for growth within the members that we have, that we grow spiritually and stronger. For the physical number, if it be thy will, Heavenly Father, that we can reach out to the community and bring more to you. We thank you for the peace and the harmony that we have. Help us all do our parts to have that peace and harmony and work towards that. Be with the elders and their wives and their families. Be with the deacons who strive to get the work done. Help us as students and as teachers and as members, and help us to continue to keep unity and strive for peace and work at all costs to be faithful to you and to seek after your word. We thank you for so much. We submit so much to you. And there's still so much that we have within our minds and our heart. Help us to communicate honestly with you often and as soon as we can. We're grateful and mindful again of this day, of this blessings. We're most important grateful for the sacrifice of your Son. Please continue to be with us. This we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Final song this morning will be "Lord, Dismiss Us in Thy Care." After this song, we'll be dismissed.
Lord, dismiss us in Thy care. Help us all Thy love to share. Bless us now, O gracious Lord, having fed upon Thy word.